Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, Episode 2, How Not to Get Six-Pack Abs, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Mollick.
Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you with occasional commentary. I'm Dr. Neil, your narrator. And today I'm reading a post from J.C. Dean, who's been featured actually in a number of publications, The Huffington Post, CNN Health, Men's Fitness, just to name a few. Before we actually get into the post, I'd like to experiment with something. I want to make this show more about you. I want to answer your questions. So if you heard episode 1, you'll know that I'm a doctor of public health, but I'm also a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and a personal trainer. So by listening to this podcast, you can actually get access to me for free. And I'll try answering a bunch of your questions right here on the show. It could be about diet, it could be about exercise, whatever you prefer. So if you want to send in an audio question, just visit oldpodcast.com. You'll see a red bar along the side of the page. Click on that. From there, you can actually record a message. Now, don't worry about it. This is low stress. You can actually do multiple takes and start over if you mess up your question. So if I get enough questions, we'll make this a regular thing, and maybe we'll try doing this once a week or so. So again, head on over to oldpodcast.com and send in your question. And with that, let's hear this post from J.C. Dean and start optimizing your life. How Not to Get Six-Pack Abs, by J.C. Dean of jcdfitness.com. With all the articles on the internet and magazines about how to get six-pack abs, you surely know all the secrets by now. I will spare you from reading another overdone, unedited, and plagiarized article that you've likely come across. As I see it, it's my duty as a fitness author to contribute at least one remarkable pile of text to the world regarding my thoughts on the overly searched string of keywords known as six-pack abs. So sit back, relax, and enjoy learning exactly how not to get six-pack abs. Eat out all the time. Yeah, I said it. Go out to a different restaurant every night and chow down. Better yet, get up a few minutes early so you have time to sit in line at the McDonald's drive-thru each morning. Then for lunch, make sure there's a local dine-in restaurant you enjoy, one that serves a plate full of pasta and cream sauce that could easily feed 4. Don't take any home for later. Eat all of it before heading back to work. And then for dinner, you can make a special trip to the Golden Corral or any other choice buffet for your evening of pure gluttony. Jokes aside, we all know that most fast food choices are nothing but tasty calorie bombs. When you look at Westerners, especially those of us in the U.S., it's obvious why a majority of us are overweight. Energy-dense food is in pure abundance when you have a fast food chain on every corner, snack and soda machines in the lobby of your office building, and pizza that can be delivered to your door in less than 30 minutes. Less reason to move around, plus too much readily available food, can only equal a ton of large, severely unhealthy people. If you don't want six-pack abs, eat your heart out. Go on a diet low in protein. Protein is essential to an optimal diet, regardless of whether or not you lift weights. Our body is composed of tiny building blocks known as amino acids, which make up proteins, which make up our body tissue. In short, we must consume protein in order to merely function and survive. Man shall not live on bread alone. However, if you're on this website, reading this article, and you made it this far, I'm sure you're fairly interested in looking great with your clothes off, which, to most people, means having a somewhat muscular body and a low or lower body fat than the average Joe or Jane. I can pretty much guarantee that if you severely undereat on protein and continue working out as intense as most fitness enthusiasts do, muscle loss will occur. Overeat on other macronutrients while shunting your protein intake, and weight gain is surely to follow, though it won't be the coveted muscle tissue you drool about. Perform high-intensity exercise 8 days per week. High-intensity exercise can be classified as intense intervals like sprints or intense strength or bodybuilding training. The key to preventing yourself from getting six-pack abs in this case is to perform high-intensity exercise as much as possible. One of two things will likely happen as a result, and both will keep you from revealing those six-pack abs. Number one, you will probably overeat. High-intensity training is known to make people very hungry. It's pretty easy to talk yourself into a chocolate shake after your measly 8 to 10 hill sprints. After all, you've worked really hard and burned 200 to 300 calories total. You totally deserve that shake because the calorie burn completely negates it. True story. Number two, you could get injured. Injury is another great way to keep from getting those six-pack abs. It's hard to maintain your muscle mass when you've torn a rotator cuff or pulled a hamstring. High-intensity training should be limited to 3 to 4 times per week and no more. But if six-pack abs aren't the goal, you should opt for 8 days per week of intensive training. Stop working out. Just stop. Stop going to the gym. There are other narcissistic goals to pursue. Working out is overrated anyway. Guys do it because they believe it will help them win the girl. However, girls don't really care if you're big and strong or sporting a six-pack. See, it's clear you should stop working out. On the other side of the coin, many girls train because of the societal pressure to be skinny as a rail. Most men aren't too into the beanpole figure, nor are they interested in their women's abdominal veins. If you cease working out, your body is sure to atrophy and return to its previous non-trained state. For most, that usually means an average build and body fat, and for some, it means being severely overweight. Eat more dairy. Dairy is the enemy. It's impossible to reach your fitness goals, according to a thread online, if you include dairy into your diet. Dairy has this magical quality that makes you hold on to body fat no matter what. It doesn't matter if you're in a deficit or whether your training is optimal. I guess it's official. If you want to remain chubby, just keep eating your cottage cheese and yogurt. It's your friend when the goal is to keep from getting six-pack abs. Jokes aside, all right, I couldn't let this go without at least giving my 2 cents. My opinion on dairy is that it's very good for you, contains high-quality macro and micronutrients, and can be a very satiating food choice. If you happen to be one of the unlucky folks who get stomach pains when consuming dairy, it's simple and clear. You shouldn't consume it. However, if you're like me and can drink a gallon of milk throughout the course of a day with no ill effects, you're probably okay to be consuming the sweet nectar of the fitness gods. In closing, to all readers, veterans, and new people here, I encourage you to continue thinking for yourselves. I encourage you to always remain skeptical and always ask questions. Never stop seeking the truth. But more importantly, never forget who told you exactly how not to get six-pack abs. You just listened to the post titled, How Not to Get Six-Pack Abs by J.C. Dean of jcdfitness.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And once again, if you want to have your question read on the show and answered by me, Dr. Neil, come by oldpodcast.com and look for the red bar along the side to submit a question. It's super easy to send one in, totally free, and a pretty good value to get one-on-one consulting with a doctor, me. And I made sure that we have women voices on the show too. So tomorrow, I'll be reading from a well-known woman in this field. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.